Well, the SDR was a little later. It came around a year or two after the first silicon diode rectifiers. It used similar processes and could be cooled and packaged in similar devices to what the diode rectifiers were, except they needed a control lead. Now, Gordon Hall was our engineer who developed processes and manufacturable devices. When we came up with this device, because I've been chasing our engineers, they were mostly physicists, and nobody had any experience except me on the industrial process, industrial applications area from my earlier work, and I've been chasing them right from the start, just saying, boy, if we can ever come up with a equivalent of a gas thyrotron, but a solid state one, a thyrotron would have 16 volts drop, and a silicon version would have 1 volt drop, not to mention needing to warm it up for 5 minutes before you could use it, and having relatively short life. So I was every chance I got, I pressed them, and Gordon Hall and some of his colleagues finally responded and did a little experimenting and came up with the first SCR and handed it to me and said, okay, wise guy, now do something with it. I put together in short order a very simple little motor control and a lamp dimmer circuit, and this was all Swiss Navy at that time, because we didn't have the to go off to headquarters and get development authorization on something as far out as that. But once we had something to show them, well, we very quickly got the attention of management, and not to mention all the other GE equipment businesses who were just looking for something like that.